This is 88.5 KNKX. Foster kids in Washington state have been housed in hotels and state offices at a higher rate than ever over the past year. It's a practice that's costing taxpayers millions of dollars, and it's further traumatizing some of the state's most vulnerable citizens. Many say the child welfare system is in crisis, and it's being made worse by the high rate of opioid addiction, which is causing more kids to be removed from their homes. Allegra Abramo has reported on this story for Investigate West and Crosscut, and talked with KNKX Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick.
Allegra, your reporting has shined a light on what's been happening with the foster care system in the state. It seems like the state is removing more kids from homes than it has the ability to house.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's kind of the bottom line, is that we have more kids coming into the system and, as far as we can tell, fewer foster parents to take them, as well as fewer group homes.
What are you seeing are the reasons for this?
I mean, this has been happening for a long time. And from my reporting, it's really just gotten worse in the last several years as the number of kids have crept up slowly. The state's seen, I think, about a 22% increase in the total number of children in foster care since 2012. And 2012 was kind of the low, not just for us, but nationally. You know, at the same time, we've also lost foster parents.
The state seems to have had longstanding problems with recruiting foster families and retaining them.
That's right. You know, retention is a big issue. You know, a lot of foster parents do drop out after just a couple of years. And sometimes there's a good reason for that. Like they have adopted, they're done building their family, or they just became foster parents to adopt a particular child. But in other cases, they tell us it's because they just can't deal with the system. So, you know, the kids are challenging enough, but then on top of that, they're dealing with situations where, you know, a lot of times they feel disrespected and they're not getting the support they need to be successful. Or, you know, if they try to speak up about what they think is best for a child in their care, they're, you know, they might kind of be shut down. And so that just makes them run away. And unfortunately, bad news spreads. And then, you know, they tell other folks about their bad experience. And then that makes it more difficult to recruit foster parents.
Budget cuts seem to be an issue, as well as high caseloads for caseworkers dealing with these families and these kids.
Like many programs in the state, there were big budget cuts to our child welfare system after the recession, and those hit a lot of places. For example, like the state used to have more special foster parents who were paid extra to kind of keep a bed open so that when kids came into the system, there was a place for them to go. A lot of those have been eliminated because they were a little more expensive. There used to be more kind of aid type people who were there just to kind of hold foster parents' hands. And then social workers, of course, they didn't get salary increases for a long time, and their caseloads were going up. So there's very high turnover rates among social workers. And then, of course, translates into kind of poorer customer service for foster parents.
All of this seems to be creating an even more unstable situation for kids who are already in an unstable situation. What's the impact been on foster kids?
Well, I think you don't need to be an expert in child development to know that it's not good for kids to not have, you know, at least one stable, nurturing adult in their life. And that's probably even more true for kids who have already experienced a lot of uncertainty, instability, trauma. They really need that loving, nurturing relationship in order to be able to heal. You know, it's not just a few nights in a hotel room. I mean, what we've seen with a lot of these kids is a pattern where, you know, they might be in a hotel and then maybe they go to a foster home for a couple of days and then they're back in a hotel and then they're in a different foster home and then maybe they're in a group home. And it's just this cycle. And then, you know, for teenagers, maybe there's some periods of running away and it's just, you know, on and on for months. So, I mean, when kids face that kind of instability, the pattern that people see is that their behavior kind of just goes downhill. They stop trusting adults, and then it becomes even harder to find them a long-term stable placement with a foster parent.
What's being done to try to rein in this problem? There seems to have been efforts in recent years to try to combat at least part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's broad acknowledgement that our child welfare system is in a crisis, and it's definitely gotten more attention in the legislature in recent years. 2017 was a pretty big year, so that was the year that the legislature authorized creation of the new Department of Children, Youth, and Families. So what that did was basically carve off the child welfare functions and put them together with early learning, and then some juvenile justice, juvenile rehabilitation programs are also going to be folded in, so that the idea is to, you know, care for children from birth through adolescence. There were some budget increases in 2017, first kind of significant budget increases for child welfare in a while, but the child welfare budget is still below what it was before the recession, especially when you take into account inflation. There was a sizable salary bump for social workers in the hope that that would help keep workers in the state rather than having them, you know, run off after a year or 2 years to go work in a hospital where they're paid a lot more. In the meantime, they have contracted for a couple of what they call like emergency placement facilities, with the idea that this is a place where, you know, if a kid first comes into care, maybe they bounce out of a foster home, they have a place to put them that isn't a hotel, you know, but it's supposed to be temporary.
Where do we go from here?
Based on my reporting over the last couple of years, it's pretty clear that you need to attack the problem from both ends, sort of the supply and the demand. So you have to keep more kids from entering the system, figure out how to get them back to their families faster. But then you also have to increase the options for taking care of the kids who really do need to be in foster care, at least for a while, and make sure that those are, you know, good families and good options for them.
All right, Allegra, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was freelance writer Allegra Abramo talking with KNKX Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick. Allegra's story on foster kids appears in Investigate West and Crosscut. You can find links at our website, knkx.org.